Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Materials Science.
Hi, this is Becky Baker welcoming you to STEM Spots and today's program. I'm very pleased to have a young lady by the name of Evie with us today. She is a fifth grader here in Springfield, and she has a very deep interest in science and about learning about science and then also applying it to what she does in her life. Now, I think some of you might remember Krista McAuliffe, and Krista McAuliffe said, "I touch the future that I teach." And so I look at Evie as being part of our future because she's going to be the generation that gets out there and gets to answer all those big questions that we have about the universe and exactly what our place in it is. So Evie, I certainly welcome you to the program today, and I also welcome her mother who is sitting right beside her.
Hi.
Hi. So, Evie, I know that you've had an interest in science for a really long time. Can you tell me why you like it?
I think a bunch of stuff in science is cool, especially space.
So that was my next question. What do you really like about space?
I just think it's cool how different things move around and stuff like that in space.
That is so cool. And so have you had a chance to do much observing outside and get outside in your backyard and look up?
Some.
And so what have you had a chance to see?
I've seen at least one planet, and I've seen some stars and clouds, just mostly.
Unfortunately, around Missouri, you tend to get lots of clouds. I know that we had the Perseid meteor shower this weekend. Did you get a chance to go out and look up and see some of them?
Me and my mom saw two.
Weren't they kind of cool? Were they pretty bright?
Not that bright, but they were bright.
Yeah, they were pretty cool. We got a chance to see quite a few of them this weekend, so it was kind of cool that we've got them going on. So I also know that you've been interested in science for a while. In fact, that's kind of been your thing for all as long as you've been in school, right?
Yeah.
So besides space, what else do you find cool about science?
I kind of like the ocean and things like that.
Have you had a chance to go to the oceans yet?
I've swam a little bit in it, but I was really young.
And you're so young now. So, which ocean did you get a chance to go see?
I don't know.
Which one was she at?
We went to the Gulf of Mexico and swam there.
That sounds cool. I have not had a chance to do that. That sounds like a really neat thing to do. Now, in terms of looking at other things in science, I know you had a chance to go ahead and go to the zoo this last couple of weeks ago, right?
Mm-hmm.
You went to the St. Louis Zoo. So, can you tell me some of the things that you saw there?
Well, there was going to be a red panda there, but we didn't see it. We saw some seals and sea lions, and we saw some penguins and a polar bear.
Oh, cool. I like bears. Do you know what you would like? Granted, you're only in the fifth grade right now, but do you know what you would like to do when you go to college and you grow up?
No.
Do you think you might like to do something with science?
Mm-hmm.
So you think you'd like to stay in space? Because certainly we need female astronomers, and you're certainly the kind that's intelligent and able to really go ahead and see what's up there and be able to apply what you know to really answer some of those questions.
Yeah.
So now, as a fifth grader, what kind of science will you study in your class?
I'm not sure.
Don't know yet. What kind of did you study last year when you were a fourth grader?
We studied some of the planets, but that's about it.
And do you look at those planets, and have you had a chance to watch them move across the sky very much?
No, not really.
Well, I think that as you go ahead and get a little bit older and look at some of the sky maps out there, you know, it'd be kind of cool to go ahead and get a chance to watch them. But you always definitely want to take one of your parents out with you. And again, I want to stress that for anybody that's out there. When you go outside, take somebody you know, love, and trust. You don't want to be out there by yourself. It's dark skies, and make sure that you take somebody you associated with. Now, I know that you're not exactly sure what you'd like to do, but you've talked about the ocean. You like it. You've talked about space. Would you like to explore the bottom of the ocean?
I'm not sure yet.
That might be kind of scary getting all the way down to the bottom, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, they say that we know more about space right now than we know about the bottom of our ocean. About the ocean, we haven't really experienced it that much. And so a lot of people that are interested in space also tend to be interested in the ocean. Well, Evie, I want to thank you and your mom for being on the program today. Like I said, I think that you are the future of what we need to be doing in terms of science, and the fact that you're a female, I'm very impressed. So I would encourage you to stay with that love of science. And with that, guys, I will wish you a great day, and thank you for joining us today.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.